do you have Peacock Network?
Well, if you remember, we only got it for that 1 month to watch the Tour de France. And as soon as the Tour de France was over, we canceled our subscription.
I know, but you can still have it for free. You just kind of watch commercials.
Oh, I didn't. It's free?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you have to pay for it. I didn't realize there's a free option.
No, there's a free option. It's kind of like Hulu, but without the pay thing.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay,
yeah,
well, then
like
I guess I will get it.
There's like six stop sets in every show. So, you know, like today I was watching Creature from the Black Lagoon from like 1936, and there was commercials in it.
That's weird.
Yeah, so, but anyway, because I went on the Peacock Network and went, oh, look at all these great shows. There's a lot of great movies on there. And the reason why I went on there is because Demi Lovato has a new show.
Oh, yeah. What is this one? I remember we talked about it when they first launched it.
Okay. The show is her trying to find out
them.
About... I knew I was going to do this. I planned it the whole time to say them. They try to find out if aliens exist.
Right.
So,
okay.
So they get with their friends and go and find people to find out if aliens and ghosts and things like this. I don't know why that's a Demi Lovato brand. I thought her brand was more singing and music, but I guess it's ghosts and aliens.
You know, what's interesting about a lot of these pop stars and celebrities and stuff, they have these little quirky side gigs, like these little side hustles, like something that they're into and something that kind of makes them who they are, gives them a little more color. You know what I mean? There's a lot of that. I find there's a lot of those celebrities out there that are like, you know, you might not know this about me, but I love country music, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly they're like doing a show about country music. So yeah, I guess Demi Lovato's whole thing this whole time has been their interest in the occult and aliens and space stuff and ghosts. Yeah.
Yeah. So I saw reviews of the show first before I watched it. And there was one review that said, every second that I watched this, I wanted to put a gun in my mouth.
Oh, Jesus.
It was, I could feel every second that ticked by. Brain cells would die.
Oh no, that's so sad.
And then there was another review that said, this is the greatest show I've ever seen in my life. So I said, how can two people watch the same show? One wants to kill their brain cells and put a gun in their mouth, and the other one wants to watch this 24 hours a day. How can this be? I don't understand.
No, that's you and I all day long. I'll suggest a show to you. You'll be like, that's the worst show ever. I'm like, it's my favorite show. And then you'll suggest a show. And I was like, did you have a stroke? This is terrible.
Yeah, but this makes you want to watch it because you know, usually bad reviews make you not want to watch a show. But the review was so great. The bad review was so great. I wanted to watch the show. So, yeah. So I want to bring up a piece of this show and see if you want to now watch this show or if you want to say I could care less.
What's it called?
It's called Unidentified with Demi Lovato.
Unidentified.
Unidentified.
Here on the island.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Catalina is like a huge mysterious island. It's like UFO hotspot. Nobody knows the real reason. There's structures, there's weird anomalies.
Yeah.
This is some blonde chick talking.
There's a couple structures. There's one that's been in question for like a long
Who's
time.
Who's this?
It looks kind of like a little base.
She knows about UFO. She's a UFO expert lady.
I see. Okay.
And,
got it.
And Demi has pot leaf earrings on for some reason. Everything about this is wrong.
And it's really cool because there was another person that did like that.
He's got an earring from the 1980s collection.
So she's got a friend sitting next to her, and that friend has earrings that look like, it looks like every like goth club kid from 1987.
Yeah, it's the George Michael collection.
Right. Like one cross, one ankh. A small hoop.
Yeah, so now they're talking about a UFO base underwater.
Killers, have you seen that? I will show you.
You ready for this? Here comes the UFO bait. Do you see it?
What are they showing me?
A UFO base underwater. You see it?
I mean, I just see.
Here's the other view of the structure.
It looks like a drawing. I mean, what is it?
Underwater, yes. So this is now viewing from underneath. So you can actually make out the pillars. Do you see that?
Oh, my gosh.
What? I've never known any natural formation.
That's really stupid. So somebody drew a picture of something and Demi Lovato's pretending like it's something.
Is that a base? I'd be like, yeah, that pretty much looks like one to me. Yeah. You know, like.
When you say base, like literally, what do you mean?
It's a base. It's a UFO base underwater.
So on Catalina, potential
alien base. It's not real.
Strange phenomena.
Okay, so in Catalina, there's an alien base underwater that nobody knows about except for finally Demi Lovato has found it.
No.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, for this lady. Here too, which I with think the long hair.
Extraterrestrial. That's what I firmly believe.
This is so much.
Everybody that lives here knows of the green door. If you ask them, like, oh, yeah, the green door. Yeah, it's just the green door.
It just appeared? Just
okay, appears. So this green door appears randomly throughout this island. And one day the door will be there and one day it won't be there.
That's very believable.
you just see, everybody knows about it.
That there is.
Except Demi Lovato, who lives there, doesn't know about it.
And possible portals and USOs. So I want to learn more and I want to see what I can find out.
I'm probably the biggest skeptic out of the.
Oh, no, no. Cooper is.
Thank you, Matthew. Matthew's all of us.
Yeah. Mm hmm.
I'm going to take it one step even further.
Let's do it.
Demi is a firm believer in mermaids.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are there mermaids on Catalina Island?
There be? I feel like if humans were to confuse something.
Okay, now we're going to go into the mermaid world. You ready for this?
Show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if they were mermaids, we'd know about them by now. But okay.
Mermaids. Absolutely.
Brittany saying like mermaids might be real makes me feel like I told you so. Believe. That there could possibly be mermaids, which is actually an alien species that lives in parts of the Indian Ocean, which we have never explored before as human beings. And Christopher
Columbus, audience is laughing at her.
Seen three mermaids on his way to America.
Yeah. All right. So.
I just think it's
Seth Meyers is like
really extremely convincing documentary that came out.
The Little Mermaid.
I saw a documentary that came out. Was it the Little Mermaid?
In a traditional sense, but definitely creatures.
Aw, poor Demi Lovato.
So there's creatures that live in the ocean. They are mermaids. Demi Lovato is going to prove it to you. And she's told you this whole time.
They.
And you don't believe they say.
You know, I would love if they took the show to wherever the mermaids are and maybe just interviewed a couple of mermaids. You know, hey, people didn't think you believe. Have you ever seen Little Mermaid? Is it accurate?
Mm-hmm.
Do you talk to crustaceans? You know, is your dad King Midas? Like, what do you, you know, how tight are you with crabs walking around?
Do you
around?
Ever come you know, out what? Of the water? Have you seen Splash?
Right. Can you grow legs somehow?
Right. If you come out of the water and go on the beach, do legs pop out? And then when you get wet, the fin comes out.
Right.
So.
I just, you know, here's the thing. I love that Demi Lovato is doing this show because it's hilarious. And I like to think that maybe they do believe this stuff. And I think they do believe that there are mermaids. Because I've heard Demi Lovato say that before. I just feel like if there really were, we'd know by now. We would have seen. Everybody has a camera everywhere at all times. Somebody would have spotted a mermaid, interviewed them. You know, Jimmy Kimmel would have had a mermaid on the show by now. Do you know what I mean? Like, we'd know. There'd be some like 2020 Dateline kind of investigation. I feel like their show is entertainment. And if they end up finding something, that'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't know. So maybe we can find out. We'll have to watch the show and see where that goes. Another thing that's happening around here coming up this month, mm-hmm. It's Flattoberfest.
What?
Yeah, it's Flattoberfest.
I don't know what that is.
Flattoberfest.
You keep saying it over and over. I still don't know what it is.
It's a festival for people that believe the world is flat.
We are live here at the Magnolia Grand Center, site of Flattoberfest 2021. This will be our third event during the current situation that the world is in right now. No better time for everybody to get down here, meet up, meet like-minded people, and hang out. Not only are we going to have this great event, this
wonder if they believe in mermaids.
2 days long. We're also going to have hundreds of us gathered in one hotel, and we're going to go give you guys some footage soon. We're going to walk around here. We're going to show you some of the restaurants, bars. There's a bowling alley right behind this place, and
it's
there's
flat.
Even an indoor go-kart racing place.
You know the bowling balls? That's like Earth.
Check out flatearthfestivals.com. Get your tickets.
They use discs. They don't use bowling balls.
Of October.
They throw frisbees.
All right. So
they bought
at the pins.
They bought billboards.
Third Street here, right around the corner from the venue. It's just to my right. You walk out the door, you bang a quick left, and then you are headed down to where all the restaurants and bars and everything.
But see, the streets that he is walking on right now are flat.
Towards the hotel.
Ooh. We're gonna.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Flattoberfest.
I'm the most concerned. You know, it's almost like the Olympics when they come from all over the world for an event. What is he doing to keep everybody safe sexually? Are there going to be bowls of condoms? Are there going to be those kind of special mattresses they had with the Olympics? Because, you know, the flat earthers are all getting together to get it on. Like, that's really what this is. He can pretend that they want to come talk about, you know, the earth being flat. But what? That's it. I think it's flat. You think it's flat. Take off your clothes. Like, what else is there?
Now, there's a lot of people speaking at this event. Just to let you know, it's going to start at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. There's going to be Flat Earth Intel at 10:30. Mike Williams is coming up at 11:45. Then a lunch break. And then there's four more people. And then
what's for lunch? Pizza? No, because that's round. What are they serving?
Well, pizza is round, but pizza flat.
Also flat.
Also
you know what?
Flat.
There's a discussion. Pizza's round. It's also flat. So.
And Sunday, October 24th, it's the next day. They have a live Q&A. Mm-hmm. Lunch is 11 o'clock, and then four more speakers. And then Odd TV is going to be there. So this is a big thing. This is Flattoberfest.
Right. I'm just telling you, as somebody who used to be a body part market model, which means like whenever it was the shoe market, I would wear shoes up and down a runway for the buyers, or the hair market. They'd put stuff in my hair and show the hair accessories to the buyers, whatever. And while they actually had to come and like look at the shoes and look at the hair accessories and whatever else they were selling, mostly why they were there, why they came in from all over the world, was to have sex. They were there to party. They were there to get laid. That was the main thing.
At Flattoberfest, you can get laid?
That's what I'm telling you. People are coming from all over the world because it's fun to go to a different place, a different city where you can go get laid. I'm telling you, you could tell me it's all about flat earth and all that. None of these things are ever about what they say they're about. It's just a new place and new people to have sex with.
Okay. How much is one ticket to Flattoberfest?
Is it a flat fee?
No, it's an odd number, actually. But there's
$87.
How much?
$87.
Nope. $155 a ticket.
Whoa. That's a lot of money to get laid. And condoms are round, so I don't know what they're going to do about that.
But they come flat.
That's a good point. Okay, so maybe condoms are okay.
So you can actually go to Flattoberfest. You can see the Stones for less money. You can go into flat, and your chance of getting laid is about the same.
That's a good point.
So, $155 a ticket.
Wow!
And it's the only one in the country. So I guess everybody from all over the country is going to be coming to South Carolina to learn about Flattoberfest.
you need to be really committed to this. Like, you need to be somebody who's like, finally, I'm around other like-minded people that I can fuck.
But aren't they worried that they're putting this on the same time the Renaissance Festival is going on? Wouldn't those be the same people?
It would be the same people. You're right. They have to multitask.
Yeah, there's no way you can go to both in one day. They only have $155, so they got to figure out where to spend the money, either the Ren Faire or Flattoberfest.
Right. It's like, I have to go be a blacksmith on Thursday, but then Friday I need to go talk to people about the earth being flat.
I need to go there, but I'm not paying that much money. That's not going to happen. I want to wear a Birds Aren't Real shirt to Flattoberfest. I bet they would welcome me with wide open arms. Maybe I can get a press pass so I can interview these people for this show.
Wait, it's near you in Spartanburg, right?
Right.
Well, why don't you try and get a press pass?
Yeah, now go there and ask people questions.
Yeah, well, I'm serious. Why don't you get a press pass? I mean, you are the press. We are the media.
Can I walk around with a globe?
Yeah.
Will they kick me out?
No, I think, you know, you should, if anything, you should walk around with a globe, maybe like draw faces on it, you know, be funny about it. But I think that's a great idea. I think you should definitely go.
Yeah, because I want to learn, I think it's going to be scary for you because, you know, if I go, I'm going to come back.
You're going to be a flat earther.
I'm going to be a flat earther.